Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This is Labor Day weekend, and with the Labor Day weekend, you also know that we've had in the news tire recalls. There's also a pretty price to be paid for gasoline this weekend. You know, it goes up in the summer, and the Labor Day weekend is it really starts to peak because people are on the road. The police will be out assisting motorists. They'll be out, you know, regulating whatever they need to regulate. As far as that tire recall goes, I don't know what people are driving on. And all kinds of people, both private and public, are looking to influence how things are working this Labor Day weekend. Now, the Citizens Auxiliary Police has sent us a press release. This is a group of volunteer policemen in the South Bay area. Jay Santos is a general in the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and he joins us now on our newsmaker line from where are you, General Santos? Are you at headquarters, correct?
That is correct, Phil. We are at the Citizens Auxiliary Police headquarters in Torrance, California, and I wanted to correct a little misconception, perhaps, on your part, and that is that you call us a volunteer police force. We're a volunteer police force, but that makes us sound as if we're a little bit less than official.
Well, do you have any official arrest power? Are you a police agency duly authorized by the state?
You know something, Phil? We are assisting the police. We do have the constitutional right to citizens' arrest. Our officers are sworn to uphold the laws.
Yeah, but are you authorized by the state of California?
At this time, I'm not sure how much of that I want to answer because we are a auxiliary police unit, but by the same token, we do have security measures.
So you can't answer that for security reasons?
I cannot answer that right now for security reasons, no.
So that you're authorized by the state of California?
I'll tell you this much, Phil. This weekend, we are going to be operating in our auxiliary police capacity. We have some checkpoints that we will set up to determine that people's tires may be safe or may not be safe. We're also going to coordinate with the motorists so that they can continue along. So a lot of these things are in our official capacity.
Yeah, but you haven't told me whether you are officially authorized by the state of California. You tell me that you're pulling people over?
That is correct, because we do have constitutional citizens' arrest power. And again, the police, we are trying to assist them in any way we can. If I could speak candidly, Phil, for a minute.
Go ahead.
You got a lot of scum out there. There's a lot of people out there looking to take advantage of the laws of the state of California over this Labor Day weekend. There's a lot of scum. And this scum is going to try to ruin your holiday, you, Phil, and all the people listening. Citizens Auxiliary Police are going to be there with our checkpoints.
All right, well, at your checkpoints, you're talking about keeping the scum from ruining my weekend. What you're doing at a checkpoint is...
Well, it's true. We're checking tires and we're checking tire pressure, but that is all in keeping with saving lives. That's what it's all about. And we do want to coordinate with other motorists. Also, we are monitoring the gas prices, and we're trying to keep the gas prices down by not all jumping into our cars. We'd rather you fly or carpool, so we're going to be checking for all of that.
Let me ask you what exactly you're checking. You're checking people's tires to make sure that they're not bald, to
make sure they got sufficient tread, so that we don't have a lot of tires that are going to be flying off of cars.
You're also checking to make sure that there aren't too many people in a car?
I know, Phil. What we're going to do is we're going to ask people where they're going, and if they can get there a little bit better by way of airplane or get there a little bit better by way of bus or taxi, certainly we're going to suggest that. If they're not going that far, that's one thing. If they're going a long way by way of car, for instance, they're driving to San Diego, why wouldn't they? We would suggest that they go along with another.
Well, what are you going to suggest? How are they going to go along with another motorist? You're going to carpool people against their will?
Phil, we don't hope it's not against their will. We want people. We'd rather that people fly or carpool to a certain area. We will suggest that.
And what if they decline to take your suggestion?
We would encourage them to take our suggestion because we...
And what if they decline?
Well, what you're doing is you're pushing us into a confrontational situation.
Yeah, I'd like to see. You guys are in a confrontational situation now, okay? What if I am stopped by the Citizens Auxiliary Police, you tell me there's not enough tread on my tire, and that I'm going too far for a car to be driving and I shouldn't be wasting gas? How are you going to make... You're going to make my family get out of that car and get into another car with another family that you stopped?
We are going to coordinate those carpools, yes.
You're going to make us do that?
We don't want it to be confrontational, Phil. Would like people to do that.
But if I say no?
We will use a two-step ignition confiscation. And that's...
What is a two-step ignition? See, I'm just curious.
I know. There's a lot of very confrontational things you're asking me, and I'm wondering why. where we're trying to...
I'm just curious how you're going to make me, if you're not a, you know, you're the citizens' auxiliary police. How do I know you are who you say you are? Do you have a uniform?
Phil, we have a recognizable uniform. All citizens' auxiliary police officers have a recognizable uniform.
What? How do I know it's you?
We wear a distinctive blue armband. We have a... Hold on for just a minute.
2533.
We have our subunits out there.
Were you just checking in with a cop or something?
With one of our officers, yes.
Okay, how do I know that you're a citizens' auxiliary police?
Phil, we wear a distinctive blue armband. We wear a pith or a safari helmet. We also have plaid Bermuda shorts, and we wear black socks and oxblood wingtips. And that is a distinctive uniform that people...
What if I refuse to get out of the car?
Well, what we'll do is a two-step ignition confiscation. And that is...
Tell me about that.
That is step one. We reach across the person using our forearm at throat level. And step two, we quickly remove the keys from the ignition with our left hand.
At throat level, you reach across. So you're restraining somebody.
It's a very quick move, Phil. Few people know that it's happening.
Well, I got to tell you something. You're going to have a few people out there. If you're telling a guy to pull over, his tires aren't safe, and he needs to get into another car with another family because he doesn't, he's going too far and the gasoline costs too much, you are forcing people out of their cars this weekend in the state of California and forcing them to travel with other motorists because you guys, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, with your blue armbands, your pith or safari-style helmets, your plaid Bermuda shorts, and your black socks and oxblood wingtips, you're going to tell me that I have to do this.
No, Phil, I'm telling you as a citizen with citizen's arrest power, I'm telling you that you should do this for the safety of the people, and your mocking our uniform or making fun of what we do is going to change a thing. I'm in a substation right now. You can hear the radio that we have. I'm talking with other officers. Hold on for a minute. I'm talking to other officers right now.
How many other officers you get? Who are you talking to?
We have a few other officers at other substations.
Okay, Jay, let me give the number here. 1-800-449-8686. This is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
No, we've got a saying.
Hold on for a minute. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. 1-800-449-8686. He is saying that they're going to pull over cars that have bad tread on the tire. If they're going too far, he'll suggest that he will enforce that you go on to the destination with another family. So you're going to force anybody into another car with families that are going the same way. And you're also saying that if people refuse to give you their keys, you're going to take the keys away from them?
Phil, if you want...
No, I just want... Are you taking their keys away from them? What if I refuse to get out of the car?
Phil, if you refuse to get out, we lay a spike strip down and we quickly club the car. We have a quick club lock method. And
so you're going to put a club on my wheel?
We will club your wheel, right. I mean, I didn't want this to be confrontational. Well, you're making kind of a confrontational deal here. All we want to do is take a peek around, make sure you got the right kind of tires. And
what if I sue you?
Phil, you can't get blood out of a turnip. I'm just here to save lives. That's all I want to do. But the police are sued all the time. But just remember this. If you sue me, you're hurting yourself. Because if you sue me, I've got to go into court, and then I'm not there to protect you against a scum that wants to come out and hurt you. So you sue me, I'm in court, that means I'm off the street, and the scum's out there running around.
Well, I think that a lot of auxiliary police forces like your own supersede, step over the bounds of authority. And
Phil, I can assure you that we have a constitutional right.
Yeah, you've been telling me you got a constitutional right. And if I see you standing there with a blue armband, your pith helmet, your plaid Bermuda shorts, and your black socks and oxblood wingtips, you got to be putting me on with that.
I beg your pardon?
You got to be putting me on with that uniform. Oxblood wingtips and black socks?
Phil, you know something? It is a non-confrontational uniform. We don't want to look like police. The blue armband indicates we do have authority. And I am obviously the kind of person who, you can tell with our two-step quick ignition removal and along with the spike strip, we mean business.
So you're gonna take the keys out of my car after restraining my throat with your forearm.
You asked for it.
You're going to kick me in the gut with your oxblood wingtips?
No comment.
Well, this is the kind of thing that I think is dangerous for this country. 1-800-449-8686. We got a lot of guys out there that want to be cops. That's fine. Nobody said that you don't have the right to do that. But I will tell you this. If you are, you know, reaching in and taking the keys out of my car, as this guy said, because I don't have enough tread on my tire, or I'm going somewhere because the, you know, it's too far and I'm using too much gas, and he's going to make me carpool with another family? I got six people in my family. How big is the car that you're going to stuff us into? I think it's wrong. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with General Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, founded in 1984 by Colonel Elvis Newton. He's a colonel. He's the founder, but this guy's now a general. This is The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Talking to, that's him on the line. Jay Santos is of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay, I know that you are at your substation. It's going to be a busy Labor Day weekend. And I realize that you're an auxiliary police member.
Phil, you continue to emphasize the auxiliary police member aspect of that, Phil. We do care about...
Yeah, I know, but you're not officially a cop, is all I'm trying to say, okay? And if you're not officially a cop, then you've got some problems. Pulling people over, checking the tread on their tires, making sure...
You want people, Phil, dying this weekend because of faulty tire construction. You want...
No, I don't want anybody dying because of faulty tire construction, but I sure don't want people... I don't want a guy who isn't officially a cop pulling people over. You understand?
Phil, you know what? We are a duly authorized auxiliary police force.
But you won't tell me whether it's by the state of California or not. And
that is a security measure.
A security measure, right. Here is Fayetteville, Arkansas on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
This is just outrageous. I've never heard anything... Who are the scum that you're protecting people from, sir?
I'm the scum out of... Well, you know as well as I do that we have individuals on highways or interstates across this country.
I'm a truck driver. I'm on the interstate all the time.
All right, if you got... What shape are your tires in?
My tires are great,
all right, your tires are in good shape, but you got a lot of people, a lot of scum out there that are driving on faulty tires.
How are people scum driving on faulty tires?
Because they can kill somebody with it. But a lot of this garbage, this human garbage that's driving around, using gasoline when they shouldn't, driving on faulty...
All right, so a guy's using gasoline when he shouldn't, and he's driving around on bad tires, he's human garbage.
That is correct.
So tell me where it's written that I have to use gasoline at a certain time or have a certain amount of gasoline I can use.
Well, I will tell you this. You
have to be told when my tires are too bad to drive on. That's a personal...
Well, you're a truck driver, right?
That's right.
All right, I got no problem with you, but let's say you're out on the highway driving to grandma's house. You're going on vacation with your wife and kids.
Do
and
it all
you're
the
driving.
Time.
All right. I mean, how far do you go on average?
I go from Sioux City, Iowa to Dallas, Texas, about 700 miles.
All right, you could fly that.
I could if I wanted to.
All right, but we would at that time insist that you fly.
Right. How can you insist, sir, that I fly anywhere?
Because you're using gasoline that we need. Your tires could come apart. What's the rear tire PSI? Have you checked in lately?
The plane could fall out of the air and kill my family.
Yeah,
I'm
not going to get into discussion with you. Just ask you to step out of your car, get into a van with another family, carpool, or fly.
Well, the guy's arguing with you.
Then that's when we take his keys away from him.
You're not going to take the keys away from me, sir. It's not going to happen.
Yes, sir, we can. We can use our two-step ignition confiscation.
If I'm in California, the only person taking keys away from me are the man in the CHP uniform and the black and white cruiser, period.
You
try to take the keys from me, sir, you're going to have a problem.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well,
we have a recognizable uniform. I'm wearing a blue armband.
Yeah, you're wearing an armband, and I'm wondering if it says SS on it. I mean, you sound like you're setting up a checkpoint for a Nazi.
Sir, I'm simply asking you to conserve energy and to also conserve the tire. What's the rear tire PSI in your truck?
About 100. Hold
on. 5.5. All right, if you see our pith helmet and you see our black socks and oxplug wingtips, you're in deep trouble.
Number one,
I'm not stopping for you, period. If you want to jump in front of me, that's fine.
What if we lay down a spike strip?
You lay down a spike strip, sir, and you're paying for the damage to my tires you're trying to avoid in the first place.
Well, state of California, we don't pay for that.
State of California, you do if you're not CHP. I drive there all the time.
I am Citizens Auxiliary Police, along with the Arkansas State...
That doesn't mean anything.
What about the Arkansas State Volunteer Rangers?
What about them? I don't see them setting out tire checkpoints and tire strips for people that don't stop.
Well, the Volunteer Rangers, I know...
Sir.
I know Colonel Blown over there. And
Colonel Blown?
That's correct.
Of what? The Arkansas State Volunteer Rangers?
Correct.
All right, sir. Thank you for your call. Here is Lakeland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Oh, hold on for a minute. Lakeland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Lakeland?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey. What is he? Think he's God or something?
I don't think I'm God, sir, but I do know that I'm a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and if your tire pressure's down, or if you've got...
What do you think? What are you going to do? Stop everybody, Tom and Dick and Harry, out there in California?
I'm gonna
are
stop,
you stupid or what?
I'll stop
you. Do you know how many people is out there in that state of California?
I'll take the keys away from
you. If you tried that, and my our driver, hey, I'm a professional truck driver out here.
I doubt it.
You got... If you try to stop somebody like
I'll take
that...
Your-
All right,
say-
thanks a lot. Real stupid, but then it's Florida. Here is Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. I don't know. Hello?
That is correct.
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
As much as I appreciate your...
25%
citizens, I would find it to be an absolute assault if you randomly pulled me over with no authorization from anyone and then reached
about?
In
we
my
have
vehicle...
We have Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Auxiliary police were authorized by someone that you won't name. How do I know you have any authorization?
Are you authorized by the state of California?
I cannot. That is, I can only give you my name and my rank.
Your name and your rank? That's the Geneva Convention.
I'm General Jay
Sanders. As a citizen, if you're an authorized member of some constituency, I have a right to know who authorizes you before you reach your hand into my vehicle and touch anything.
I can assure you, ma'am, that I have due authorization.
From the state of California, do you have that?
I can assure you that you do not. I have
as
much proof as you do.
Are you in California? No, I don't think you are, so you don't know. Okay.
Well, what about Pennsylvania? Have you guys got some...
Pennsylvania, we do have the... Pennsylvania Minutemen, Volunteer Minutemen.
Actually, I am from New York. I am currently in Pennsylvania.
All right, we do
I
have...
I know in New York State
New
that
York
if
State
a police officer approaches
Volunteer
you
Patrol.
Or perhaps to look at your tires, you have the right to walk away from him or drive away from him, unless he has a legitimate reason as an authorized member of
well,
the
we
state.
Well, we are authorized.
Who authorized you?
I can't give you that information.
That's ridiculous.
You,
this is
I
not
have had
a
officers
war
tortured. No, ma'am, I've had officers tortured. They cannot give that information.
You have had officers tortured by who?
By members of agencies that are official. I cannot at this time.
Could you be just a little bit vaguer, please?
Well, ma'am, you know what? You're a citizen. There are some things we have
That's
to keep
right.
from you.
That's right. I am a citizen.
We
That's
have to
why
keep
I have a right to be protected from people who walk around claiming authorization
my
from
men
some
have been tortured.
Unknown source.
My men have been tortured.
Because they're being persecuted by agents of another unknown source. I'm sorry, sir, but you sound like a paranoid lunatic.
Ma'am,
to
I'm
me.
Not a paranoid lunatic. We only care about the safety of our citizens. We don't want people
but
driving on...
But I am
on
one of your citizens.
All right.
As a citizen
right.
that
do you
want to
drive
to
on unsafe
don't
tires?
I have a right to
Do you
know.
Want to drive on unsafe tires? Is that what
no,
you want to
sir,
do?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay.
But I certainly don't want to be assaulted by random
I'm
people
I'm not assaulting you. I'm simply, saying,
either.
I'm simply saying that you are in a car with unsafe tires. Step out of the car. You're going to kill somebody if you drive down the road on that. And also, we have a certain shortage of gasoline. I'd appreciate it if you carpool with somebody else. Get
I
out
understand
of your, car.
Your appreciation of it,
you
but
know,
your
I'll
investment
tell you
of that appreciation by removing from me private property, which
you know
I have
I can tell you
legally
something.
Obtained.
What if I asked you to carpool with a good-looking guy driving a Porsche or something like that? Well, you can tell me that's bad?
Absolutely. Number one, that's insulting to imply that it would make any
that's,
difference.
Boy, I tell you, I've never heard that before.
Well, wait a minute. What difference does it make?
My fiance would appreciate it.
Well, you know, yeah, I can hear the smile on your voice. You know what I'm talking about. You'd enjoy that. And what we want you to do is just step out of the car.
I'm laughing because it amazes me that someone
spread.
Authorizes you to dress yourself in the morning, much less claiming any kind of a public servant.
We wear a blue arm. If I get you out of the car and you spread and we find there's nothing wrong, you're free to go.
Out of the car and she spreads.
What?
And you're the one with the filthy mind, Phil.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
the Phil Henry Show for Daryl Weber, Funky Chicken Cacophony Licking Jamboree. We got more corn pone sucking, green eating, all that apple cobbler, peach cobbler sucking. Got a damn hole, funky, mean, raw red meat blues. This is the blues with Daryl Weber.
All right, all right, all right, all right. I got the blues. I want to tell you something right now. How, yeah, man. No white people allowed. This is all about getting it done, man. I got to get straight, man. You know, I'm straight. I'm real straight. Yeah. All right, we're going to kick it off now that I know all the brothers. And, you know, you're getting off the big job there at the Firestone Tire Plant. Just got done making yourself another faulty set of tires. You know, another white man going to go sailing off the freeway somewhere out there. It's all right. It's all right. Yeah. All right. You got the blues. What you want to hear tonight? What you think about that, Pastor Reddick?
Yeah, man. I'm waiting for it all, baby. I got to have it, man. I'm straight. I'm real straight.
All right, let's do it, all right? I got something here. Now, this is Jelly Roll Morton. Let's go back to 1924. This is funky. This is Nawlins, all right? You know, y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Professor Long here and all that. Here's some funky, greasy, down-home, funky blues. This is Jelly Roll Morton, yeah.
Every day in the hills,
yeah!
Has come to an end.
All right, all right.
I know.
Yeah.
A star has come out.
All right.
To tell me it's time to go.
Look out now, look out.
But deep in the dark green shadows.
All right.
Are voices that urge me to stay. So I pause and I wait and I listen. For one more sound, or one
right,
lovely thing.
Give me a call. Call Daryl Weber, 1-800-449-8666. Look out now, look out now. We got the blues.
The hills are alive with the sound of music. With songs they have sung for a thousand years.
That's right, that's right. You know that's right.
The hills fill my heart with the sound of music.
Beautiful, yeah, man, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, baby.
My heart wants to sing every song it hears. My heart wants to beat like the wings of the birds that rise from the lake to the trees.
Word.
My heart wants to sigh like a chime that flies from a church on a breeze.
All right.
To laugh like a brook when it trips and falls over stones in its way.
Yeah.
To sing through the night.
All right, let's try to get some shout out
like
dedication here. Who's on the line?
All right, Dale, man, you all right, man. I'm digging it. I'm putting it down. Everything beautiful. Peace all around the world, man.
And my heart is lonely.
You digging this? You digging this, Jelly Roll Morton?
Yeah, man, that's out of sight. Hey, Dale, I want to make a request for the Echo Park Ducks, all my homes at Echo Park, all my homes Chinatown at Dodger Stadium, and the Elysian Park Six, and I want to hear something from Big Bill Brunzy, man. You white, you all right. If you brown, you can stick around. But if you black, get back.
All right, I got Big Bill Brunzy coming up right now, man. It's greasy, it's funky. I gotta lick the grease. I gotta lick the pork fat off my fingers for this next one. Yeah!
All right, Dale, this is out of sight.
Yeah! Ah, yeah!
I have often walked down this street before.
Word.
But the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before.
Woo-hoo!
All at once I'm high, several stories high.
Yeah!
Knowing I'm on the street where you live.
Yeah, Pastor Reddick, you digging on this one, ain't you, man?
Of the lilac trees in the heart of town.
Woo-hoo!
Can you hear a lark in any other part of town?
That
does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live.
Woo-hoo!
And all
the line. All right, what you want to hear?
I want to hear Pastor Rennick talk about some of that devil music, because I know all the young people out there have got to be careful about Satan and like that.
You know, yeah, that's so right, Pastor Rennick. You know, I want to tell you something about Satan. And I'm going to tell you something about Satan, because I don't believe that the devil's got a place in the hearts of our young people. Now, I've got it. That's what you got done coming back, testifying to some young people who've got the devil in their heart.
Yeah.
And them young people have got to find out the power of prayer.
Yeah, you said, man.
And I want to give you an example now of the hateful, rotten, demon-infested music that the devil wants you to listen to. Are you hearing me, son?
Yeah, Pastor Man, I hear you, man.
All right. Now check it out, man. Because this stuff is from the bowels of Satan himself. Such filth no man should be caused to bear alone. And here it is. Hateful, rotten, filthy, satanic swill.
Let's start at the very beginning.
Oh, I hate this, man.
You're right. Horrible.
When you read, you begin with.
Now, this is Satan rock, huh, Pastor? Damn
when
right.
You sing, you begin with.
This is the devil music. You might as well be listening to Highway to Hell. This is a hell.
Three notes just happen to be.
Is that metal music? That Ozzy Osbourne like that. Sirith Ungol.
I'll make it easier for you. Listen.
What the hell is white woman talking about? Get to the music, will you?
Do, a deer.
Oh, yeah.
A female deer.
Yeah, this is bad.
Ray, a drop of golden sun.
Yeah.
Me, a name.
Oh, you
I
like this? I do like it, yeah.
Far, a long, long way to run.
Far, wow.
So, a needle pulling thread.
How y'all doing tonight?
Yeah. Hey, man, this is Down Home, man. I'm going to go over there to Fat Mass Rib Shack, get myself 2 pounds of pork rib, man, and lick the fat off my finger, get it on butcher paper, and eat it while it's laying on the floor, man.
A female deer.
This is the blues.
Hey! A drop of golden song.
Me!
A name I call myself.
All right!
A long, long way to run. So a needle pulling thread. Long. A note to follow, so tea, a drink with jam and bread, that will bring us back to
toe. A deer, a female deer, ray, a drop of golden sun, me, a name I call myself.
All right, we're going to do a crossfade here now for y'all. Yeah. This is Daryl Webb of Funky Chicken Cacophony and Liquor Jamboree, man. We are into the blues, baby. We're playing all that funky, honky, honky, big, black, no white folk allowed blues.
With a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck.
Who's on the line with me right now?
Yo, Daryl, man. Could you play with a little bit of luck from the My Fair Lady Center?
Yeah, that brother. Yeah. See, that's what happened, that brother. Yeah. How dare you?
To see if man could turn away from sin.
All right, who's on the line? Let's get some people that are funky. Who's on the line right now?
Yes, I was wondering, is this the National Public Radio? I really love your whole Negro thing. It's quite, I don't know.
Glad to have you listening.
That's wonderful. Listen, are you available to pick cotton? Later on in the week, you see, Pip-Pip, we had ourselves a plantation, beautiful estate in India. That's when the colonel lost his life there to those poor Sammies, those rotten South Africans, you know. All those Indians and darkies and whatnot. Pip-Pip, righto.
Say what?
A little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, you can have it all and none.
I say.
That's funky, man. Yeah. All right, I got to take a break now. It's Funky Chicken Cacophony Liquor Jamboree. This is Daryl Weber on the Phil Henry Show. You can call in with a request, 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Henry Show, like that.
Oh, really?
You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show with Daryl Weber's Funky Chicken Cacophony and Liquor Jamboree. Now, Daryl.
Yeah, man. Daryl Weber back here. I want to hear getting on in a Labor Day weekend, and I want to hear something now that's going to speak to my state as an African-American man. Ain't nobody understand me? I know I'm making my way, and I know everything's going to be better for me, but you know, it's been a tough thing, man, living with a white man all these years, you know, and I'll tell you right now, despite that white man, despite all my troubles, I'm gonna see the top of the hill. I'm gonna see the other side of the hill someday. I'm going downhill. I'm going uphill now. I'll be downhill soon. That's right. I tell you, my wife, I love her so much.
It's so long.
I got pain. My wife is so fat, she sweats butter. You know what? I need some music right now that I don't just need the blues right now. I need music that speaks directly to my status, speaks directly to my experience as an African-American black man in this society.
Yeah, you say it, Dale.
I need some music right now that talks to me, speaks to me, talks to the very essence of my soul as a black man in America.
Yeah.
And that's why I want to hear some funky.
All right.
Down home.
Yeah.
The girl.
Black man.
Yeah.
With his blues.
Blues. Here it is. Here's the music that speaks. This speaks to my soul right here. This is, oh, man. This has got corn pone. This has got some, it's oily.
All right.
That's what I want. This is what I need right here. More black people need this.
Yavoy, yavoy. Sikhayo, sikhayo.
All right. Yeah.
Then the Führer told us that we would be a part of his inner circle there at the Berchtesgaden.
All right.
Car here. I want to let everybody know about our big dance that we're having on Friday night for all Hitler youth in the area. Y'all come on down, bring your Hitler youth knives and everything. It's going to be a funky German night. And you bring it all down. Yeah, man. It's going to be beautiful and everything. That's 8 o'clock Friday night at the Funkarenia, man. It's going to be plenty of gin and juice, a lot of sauerkraut juice, all that thing, yeah.
All right, I want to bring on Adolf Hitler now. He's my brother. Hey, Adolf, how you doing?
Yeah, how you doing?
Adolf, man, you out of your mind, aren't you?
Yeah, well, you know,
I mean, what's up with you, man, that whole, the Jews and everything?
Well, I tried something. I like to experiment with things, you know.
Well, I think you did some bad stuff there, man, but I know you love the blues.
Yeah, I do. I love the blues. I've got a collection of jazz, you know.
A lot of people don't know that about you.
No, they didn't. I wish that they had known that. I love jazz. I love blues. You know, a lot of different things. I drink.
What do you drink?
Oh, you know, big fan of King Cobra, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I love Dizzy Gillespie. Beautiful.
Well, you folks didn't know that about Adolf Hitler. Now, Dizzy Gillespie, now, let me ask you, like Dave Brubeck?
Yeah, I love Dave Brubeck.
You know he's Jewish.
Yeah, I know that, but, you know, what the hell? He still has good music, you know. I've still got his records, you know, even if he's not around anymore, you know. But that Django Reinhardt guy was, he was cool, too.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Adolf. Good talking with you.
Yeah, and I love your show, too, and I love the Phil Hendry show, too.
Adolf Hitler, ladies and gentlemen. All right, yeah, now we're getting down. All right, I'm feeling I got the blues, and because I have the blues, I need to keep having the blues. That's why I'm going to keep playing this music here now. This is the Blues on the Rhine here. This is the Daryl Weber Show. All you maidens, get out there now, and all you kinfolk, I know you're going to be walking down the street there carrying wheat shafts and stuff, wearing your milkmaid dress, whatever the hell you people do. You're looking good.
Yeah, Daryl Weber, he cool.
This is Daryl Weber Show. Let's get ourselves some requests in right now. I'm Daryl Weber, man. It's funky out there. How you doing? Okay, brother. What's up?
Yeah, Daryl. Everything is cool. When, could you play what I really want to hear is Run Around Polka.
All right.
And I want to dedicate that to Wolfgang. and the whole Wolfgang out there, and also Horst and all the guys out there in the Beer Hall Push, you know, and we're bringing the cops in this season when the winter relief, and just, you know, you're really digging your show. You're too much, you know.
All right. Bug off.
Yeah, really dig it, man.
Who's on the air?
Hi there, how you doing?
Real good.
Yeah, I'm calling. We partying hardy on the night's ward. And could we hear something from Mississippi John Hurt when they're coffee blues or something like that?
All right, brother, I'll try to get that on for you. You know Daryl loves you.
Yeah, Daryl, you are too much. We love your show. We listen to you out here at Salzburg. Someday I hope to come visit you at your studios there in Berlin.
All right, brother, it's nice to have you.
Yeah, it's great. Another thing, Daryl.
You're bugging me.
I need anybody to say that I did.
Bug off. All right. Let's go to another call. How y'all doing?
Yeah, we got a raging house party going on here. Could we hear some of the beer pretzel polka or something?
You got it. Beer pretzel polka going to be coming up right now. I love that tune. That's one of my favorite tunes. Beer pretzel polka is one of all the cats out there at the Spandau prison. You're chilling out there. I know it's been tough, man. That whole Geneva Convention kind of blown you away. But here it is for you.
Yeah. All right.
Web of Funky Chicken Cacophony Liquor Jamboree. The Rock on the Rhine here. Coming up next, Herman Gehring. I know, Herman, you got a good show.
Yeah, well, I got a great show coming up for all the cats and kittens out there, Dale. But, of course, you got the number one afternoon drive show.
Say, let me ask you something, man. You keep that cyanide in the back of your mouth?
Yeah, I do. You know, just in case. I know the British and the Russians. I don't want to turn myself into them. Listen, all you kittens out there, if you have to surrender yourself, not to the Russians, to the Americans or the British, okay?
All right, that's going to be great. Coming up next, Herman Gehring right here on the Rock and the Rhine, baby.
Yeah, and also Phil Hendry. Love him.
All right, this is Daryl Weber, and you stay cool, you stay clean, you stay beautiful, baby. Take a bath is what I'm trying to say. Later, baby.
The Daryl Weber Show was brought to you by Ernst Sausage and Old Milking Stools. Old Milking Stools since 1922.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.